And we are going to get the hour started with the May edition of Cappy Hour, a new segment right here on 97.9 The Hill on the last Friday of every month, joined for a shot of real estate with Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston, giving us an insider's look into all things local real estate. Had to be on the phone last month. This month, we can be here in the studio. So, Cappy, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm sick of the rain, but I'm good.
A little better, right? So this month we're talking about, should I stay or should I go? Like the decision either to stay in your house and remodel or renovate or do whatever you need to do, or to just say, that's it, I'm moving on,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And we were talking, like, you just recently had that decision to make yourself, right?
Oh, we did. My husband and I bought a train wreck, but we went into it knowing that it was a train wreck, but we're on week 13 of a 5-week renovation.
And wow, man.
The weather has been part of it. COVID-19 is part of it. So it's a big decision when people decide, let's fix it rather than let's ditch it.
Yeah. But if you go into a 5-week renovation, like I have not gone through this myself, but I've seen enough HGTV to know that sometimes
oh
5 weeks becomes 13.
Devil.
Yeah, I know, right? But sometimes 5 becomes 13.
Yes,
so
it
you
does.
Go
it
in kind
more
of knowing.
Often than not.
Yeah.
Yep.
So market's starting to open back up. What are the trends?
People are so sick of their houses. I get calls in tears and laughter, that slight manic laughing. All the time, people are just sick
to death. Oh, like what I just did.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay, good,
exactly.
Good. Yeah.
People are just sick to death of their houses. And the question they're asking is, should I stay or should I go? And it really depends on what the horror show is. If they're just sick of the inside of their house, then paint and paper, rearranging the furniture, updating soft tissues, even things like just changing out a bedroom can change it enough that you go back to being happy. But if the house is functionally obsolete, and what I'm hearing all the time is, I'm going to be working from home permanently, not just temporarily. I think this is a huge trend. And let's face it, the end of your sofa or part of your kitchen table is not a home office. So they're looking to make changes around that, and they're investigating the process.
That's going to be a huge change long term for just real estate in general,
I think,
right?
So.
Yeah.
The last handful of years have seen the Gen Xers and the millennials on a downward trend because their values are a little bit different than their parents who wanted the castle. But underbuying on a house is just as bad as overbuying a house. And if the space no longer works for you, then that's a different conversation altogether than just what color should I paint.
Right. So like tiny house, but with an office.
Yeah, exactly. A second trailer.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. So how do people make that decision? Do I stay and do what I need to do to make my house what I want, or do I start going on the market and looking?
Well, it's a complicated question, but realistically, I like to sit down with my clients and really talk to them about what is it about the house that's no longer serving its purpose. Mm-hmm. And we look at a lot of data points. We look at what the market rates are for their house, what their neighborhood is doing, what the trends are in the neighborhood, how much equity they have to have in the house to, you know, pay for what they're talking about, and where they are in the mix. Are they a 3-bedroom house and a 4-bedroom standard? Are they already the biggest house in the neighborhood? It's a lot of data points that have to coalesce and look right on paper to get that done, because you don't want to be upside down. And then you also have to look at permitting issues. And increasingly in some areas like Chapel Hill, there are restrictive covenants on whether or not you can expand the footprint of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of data that we have to really process with the potential seller to get them to make a decision that's right for them.
What do you see people doing?
Most of the time they sell.
Mm-hmm.
When you really sit down and you talk about what all's going on, and there's a lot of job insecurity right now, and, you know, just the whole process of, like you and I were talking before the show, I'm on week 13 of a 5-week renovation.
Right.
So it's always, and that's nobody's fault. It's been the weather. It's been, we took out windows and found out that we had significant rot. So everything slows down, and most people are not prepared for the fact that it's going to take longer and cost more than their original quote. Not because anybody's doing wrong, but because you can only see about a third of your house at any given time.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big, big commitment.
And it's got to be the individual, too. Like, how eager and willing are you to roll up your sleeves and really get into this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, some people are super averse to that.
Well, and I do this for a living, and the other day I'm sitting on the sofa, and the roofers are banging, and the dogs are barking, and I'm thinking, what have I gotten myself into?
Were there a couple words in between
I almost said them.
So you said most people end up selling. Is that just a general thing? Is it a right now thing? Is it a Chapel Hill thing?
No, I think that's a trend.
Okay.
All the way across the board. I mean, when you're it's like a job or a relationship. Mm-hmm. When you're not happy and it's not working for you anymore, it's extremely hard to get you back to happy. Having said that, then it becomes kind of silly to dump a ton of money, especially if you're talking big ticket items like cabinets and flooring and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, into a house that you're probably going to divorce anyway. So it pays to call somebody in, your favorite real estate agent, me, hello, and have a conversation, have a legitimate conversation about what you think you can get for your house now, what you think you could get for your house if you did some of the improvements, and how long you realistically think that house is going to continue to work for you.
Speaking with Cappy Hagman, Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston, it is Cappy Hour, the May edition. And hey, if you have questions for Cappy, you can submit them to us, Cappy Hour at WCHL.com. And that's just Happy Hour with a C, Cappy Hour at WCHL.com. Submit your questions, and we might take them on a future edition of Cappy Hour. We've got one for this week, and it's also kind of related to what we've been talking about. When a seller decides to update, what are the biggest mistakes they make?
If they are just refreshing, paint and paper is over-personalizing it with their personal choices. It's your home. You have to love how it looks. But if you like ice cream sundae colors on the exterior of your house, mm-hmm. it might be good to talk to somebody, because you should really always have at least a half eye open on resale and what the market is looking for, what buyer trends are. And if you're looking at a full-on remodel, especially if you're adding square footage, it's critically important to get the permits, because unpermitted space is not priced the same way that permitted space is. And a classic example, it's a friend of mine's house in Charlotte. They bought a ranch on a full basement and finished off the basement. They used a reputable builder, but they didn't get the permits. And when they went to sell their house, they got a little less than 2/3 of the value of similar-sized homes in the area. And a prospective buyer may not be able to get a loan with that much unpermitted space, and they may not be able to get insurance. So it's a penny-wise, pound-foolish thing. Get the permits. Be safe.
Yeah, and be neutral, I think, with the paint, right?
Yeah. No ice cream colors. Maybe in a kid's bedroom, but not on the exterior.
Sort of, what's it, like butter pecan. That ice cream color is okay,
Rocky
right?
Road.
Yeah, Rocky Road. Yeah, there you go. Hey, you can ask Cappy your real estate questions by emailing cappyhour@wchl.com. Again, that's Happy Hour with a C, cappyhour@wchl.com. And we'll be back here on the last Friday of the month, next month as well, in June, 17 years from now,
is the
way that time is going these days. And we'll be discussing a brand new real estate topic. But if you've got questions for Cappy, send us an email. Thanks again for being with us.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it.